Hi, welcome to See What Show. I'm Mr. Brown, and this is the Movie, TV, and DVD Review Podcast for regular people.
Hello, I'm Tammy.
We're back. Movies to review this week. Balls of Fury.
And Spider-Man 3, the 2-disc special edition DVD.
Yeah, we just got it like today, man.
Yeah, so, you know, we worked fast for you people.
And I watched Invisible Target, a Hong Kong action flick on DVD. But first, what's showing this week? What's showing this week? On Tube. What's showing this week, huh?
Well, we have a Shoot 'em Up.
Oh, yeah. Action-packed. Movie with Clive Owen as mysterious dude saves woman.
Mysterious dude in trench coat.
Trench coat. I'm still going to watch this. I saw the trailer. Like, it's just pure action, and I don't mind if the action is good.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the action is good, I can forgive the lack of a plot.
But it looks promising, lah.
Clive Owen looks cool. I like him also. I loved him in what's that one called? The Children of Men. That was very good. Quite well done, that one. You should check that one out.
Interesting. There is also The Nanny Diaries. This one is another the chick-like flick. Scarlett Johansson is a nanny for this really posh family, right?
Oh, no.
And the mother is a total biash. And she does things like put a camera and a teddy bear to, like, you know, make sure she doesn't do anything or whatever. And there's this cute neighbor called played by Chris Evans. And she keeps meeting him in all sorts of weird circumstances where she's dressed up as a lady of the court for some American history thing, or she's always in some weird costume or a clown for a kid's party. So, yeah, it's just basically Scarlett Johansson in really compromising situations.
Nanny. Every time I see the word diaries, I think it's going to be like one of those teen flicks done by Disney. And Scarlett Johansson as a nanny? I don't know. I always think of her as less hot, you know, action flick chick. You just want to watch it just because of Chris Evans, right?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Oh, just him and that body.
Okay, all right. What else is showing? A Planet Terror.
Mm.
Quentin Tarantino's Grindhouse movie. Grindhouse is like this genre of movies from the 70s that had like a lot of action and gore and sex, and they were very, very cheesy. He's released two movies in that genre, in that series. Planet Terror is one of them. The other one is Death Proof.
Mm.
Death Proof with Kurt Russell. This one looks interesting. If you like, you know, action and cheesiness and women with guns attached to their thigh.
That's Rose, what's her name?
McGowan.
Yes, Rose McGowan.
The,
Charmed.
Charmed.
The younger sister.
Youngest Charmed. Them corny, eh? Like, she takes this gun and attaches it to her, like, missing leg. Eh? Then, you know,
missing leg?
Yeah, she's got one leg. She's got no leg on. One leg is missing.
Okay.
Yeah, then she's like a pole dancer or something.
With one leg missing?
Well, she's got, I think, a fake leg or something for that. then the hero attaches a gun to her leg. Then she just fires from like lying down position. I'm gonna watch it. Okay, review time.
See what show? Review time.
Balls of Fury. That's out right now. Randy Daytona is this a former ping pong champion. Notice they use the word ping pong a lot instead of table tennis because ping pong sounds sillier.
Oh, sounds more ching chong.
Yeah, who screwed up during his Olympics outing when he was a child.
Is he Caucasian?
Caucasian.
I see.
As a fat little kid, well, a big kid. And as a kid, he wasn't fat. He was just a protege, you know, he's a prodigy. FBI seeks out the adult Randy.
Ernie Rodriguez, FBI.
Oh, that's some kind of trouble?
No, I came to ask you for your help. The FBI needs you to take part in a top secret mission, one that calls for a man of your unique skills.
Who's resorted to doing like, you know, Vegas or some, no, not Vegas, Atlantic City, those cheesy stage shows, you
I
know,
see.
For stunts, you know, kind of thing, mm-hmm. Ping pong stunts. Seeks out the adult Randy to help them to catch criminal mastermind and gang leader Feng.
Why him?
Because this Feng guy runs an underground ping pong competition.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds bad already.
Yeah. He has all the best ping pong players fight in this very underground. You never know where they hold it every year, but the best players play, and you know, the losers die.
Kill them.
Well, duh. What part of sudden death didn't you understand?
Kind of
so it's like Fight Club, but Ping Pong Club.
The movie stars Dan Fogler as Randy. Christopher Walken as Feng, this Fu Manchu-like kind of character who was also responsible for Randy's father's death when he was a kid.
So Feng's not even a Chinese?
No, but he plays, you know, Christopher Walken plays a Fu Manchu kind of character. James Hong, who's really Chinese.
Okay.
He plays Master Wong, the ping pong master, who teaches Randy how to return to form in every stereotype you can think of. And Maggie Q is the pupil of Master Wong, who's also the love interest and the eye candy in the movie. Okay, I think she's like the best part of this movie. It's just looking at her do her kicks and stunts and wearing very little clothes and looking hot. But if
so
she
wait, Maggie
doing...
Q falls in love with the fat kid?
Yeah, we haven't gone there yet. Okay, if she keeps doing this kind of gig, she's gonna kill her career very fast. Okay? The rest of the movie was like dumb, formulaic, and here's the sad part: not very funny.
I mean,
people know this is gonna be a silly sports movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at least try to be funny. Yeah? I mean, Blades of Glory, Talladega Nights, Dodgeball, funny, right?
Yeah,
Balls of Fury, not funny. Even my wife was saying like, "Oh, the jokes felt so predictable." And they're very, very predictable. We can see them coming a mile away. And I mean, you can do Asian stereotypes, but at least try to be funny about it, lah. You know?
Or at least try to write something in that's new. Or...
Oh yeah, at least be funny. And you know, nobody is going to believe Maggie Q fell for this fat and ugly Randy character.
Oh man!
Enough to kiss him. I mean,
he wrote that script, didn't he? So that he could write
sad,
that into
you.
The script himself.
I mean, come on. Even for a comedy of this kind of quality, that stretching belief, nobody's going to believe that happens. Jack Black is at least sweet enough.
Yeah.
You know, he's sweet. So
and
you kind
he's
of,
funny and
yeah,
charming
and
that
charming.
Way.
So you go, okay, fine. Maybe, you know, a girl like Gwyneth Paltrow might fall for him, right? But not Maggie Q falling for this guy. Surprise guy was Jason Scott Lee. And surprisingly, he's actually very funny. He's this kung fu dude, bad guy, bully who translates everything this dragon, the ping pong master, says. And he does it in bad English. The dragon say... he's very good. He's the bright spot there. Christopher Walken was not too bad. So I say watch this movie if you are very, 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 very bored. So you watched something else?
Yes.
Watched the Spider-Man?
I watched Spider-Man 3, the 2-disc edition DVD. Now, favorite web-spinning hero is back and in DVD. And this one is chock full of specials.
What's inside?
Well, there are a lot of things. There are like how they're bloopers, first of all. And I wouldn't think that Spider-Man 3 had any bloopers. So that one was quite interesting. It was how the making of the Sandman.
Oh, cool.
Oh, my goodness. That was so awesome.
Flint Marko.
What do you want from me?
Remember Ben Parker? The old man you shot down in cold blood?
It was, they had making of Sandman, making of Venom, and all these little things that made up the whole movie. For example, there was this one scene where the Sandman was fighting with Spidey, right?
Yeah.
And Spidey realized that the water would make him turn into mud and melt. So Spidey rips open this pipe and gallons of water gushes out. Now, the features actually show you how they constructed the 6-foot pipe and how they created the explosion of water.
Wow.
And they didn't CGI it, you know. It was pure. It was really water, pipe, and explosion.
Wow.
Even like the design team, where they design each individual particle of sand and see how it moves and how it bounces off each other and the movement and whoa, that was mind-blowing.
Cool.
I think that this really brought home what the movie meant to me, because Spider-Man 3 is full of awesome villains and one really irritating Spidey.
You like it? I was okay with it. I mean, it was fun. But I thought the first Spidey was still the best.
It was. But you see, the thing is, Spidey is irritating, but the villains were very nice.
Yeah.
I liked the way Venom moved and you know, the whole story behind Sandman and the Hobgoblin and things like that.
But for the benefit of our listeners, Spider-Man 3, we reviewed it sometime back. But as a recap, if you haven't watched the movie and the DVD is out, it's about Spidey battling two new villains, Sandman and Venom. And Venom is the alien guy.
Yes, the symbiote that takes over.
Yeah, he's a black suit, really. He becomes Spidey, but the bad version.
Parker.
And he's battling his own demons, yada, yada, yada. A lot of action, very long movie, very big bang blockbuster. Story was a bit weak, I felt. Kirsten Dunst was annoying, but still watchable. And I think,
if anything, watch it for the CG, man.
Yeah, the action and the CG. And this disc had lots of additional stuff.
Yeah.
It was two discs, right?
It was two discs. The second disc was all the featurettes. Mm. And they had interviews. They had, you know, little scenes where they even show you, like, you know, there was this armored car that got robbed by the Sandman. Mm. One of the guards inside, the one who got first attacked, was the producer.
Oh.
So, you know, they had little things like cameos. And it was really, really fun because they really break down the process for you. And I think, really, the so-called super heroes of this movie, it's really the design team. The amount of work and effort they put into it, oh my god, I think it's more than the live action people.
So you think the DVD is worth picking up or not?
It's worth picking up, just for the special features alone.
Oh, okay.
It's worth picking up, really.
So it's DVD special two-disc edition.
Yes, two-disc edition.
Spider-Man 3.
Yes, and the last movie.
I watched Chinese movie.
Another one?
Yeah, I did. On a roll here. This one is Invisible Target. 男儿本色 It's a Hong Kong movie on DVD. Mine was a Cantonese version.
Okay.
And it's an all-action flick starring Nicholas Jie. Nicholas Jie.
Jie Yin's son.
Yeah. Jie Yin's troubled son. As an emo cop. And J.C. Chan...
Oh, another son.
Son of Jackie Chan. As the goody-goody cop. Okay, there's two cops. So three cops altogether, but these two are the main ones. And the plot involves some hardcore robbers, all orphans from some, you know, various countries around the region, especially China, who blow up an armored car and in the process kill Nicholas Z's fiance, who happened to be shopping for her wedding ring nearby.
Was that played by Cecilia Chung by any chance?
No.
Oh, dang it.
It was this annoying cutesy girl, and you know, when she blew up, I thought it was quite good. Yeah, for a few minutes, she was on the screen at the beginning. So, of course, you know, Nicholas is out for revenge, and together with another cop called... I can't remember his name. It's played by Sean Yue, another edgy cop.
They do a lot of cop movies together, right?
Yeah, Sean Yue and him and Nicholas Tee. And J.C. Chan, who's got Jackie Chan's big nose and everything. Really, really. Come on, look at him and say, oh, Jackie Chan's son. They go and try to hunt down this dangerous gang who, you know kung fu, pack grenades and, you
typical
know,
typical Hong Kong
guns.
Triad.
Well, hardcore. And the kung fu is pretty good, actually.
Huh.
Director is Benny Chan, and he goes action all the way. There's no... there's some cop drama, but the plot is really unnecessary and thin and convoluted. You just watch for the action sequences, lah.
Mm.
You know, I mean, nobody really cares that Nicholas D pines for his fiance and seeks revenge. Nobody really cares if J.C. Chan's cop brother is really an undercover cop turned bad or has he remained good, whatever.
所以希望你可以提供你哥哥的消息或者任何的资料协助我哋警方破案。我哥唔会咁做嘅。
And in fact, this is every like Hong Kong cop movie formula in there, right down to the undercover cop. I mean, since Inferno Affairs.
Yeah, everybody has been an undercover cop.
Yeah, it seems like every bloody movie in Hong Kong must have like a wati one, you know.
And then everybody is from a triad somewhere.
Yeah, and Nicholas D tries to shed his boyish looks with a beard and moustache.
Oh no.
And he broods a lot. And it doesn't work. You know, J.C. Chan's goofy and goody character is very annoying.
So he's typecasted a bit like his father.
No, his father was endearing. This guy was just annoying.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what they were trying to do with him. I mean, appeal to kids or something. I mean, he's got longer face and a bigger nose than his dad. It's even more prominent, you know, and I don't know. He doesn't fight very well. So I don't really know what he was doing in the movie. As a drama, it sucks totally, but... and also there was abundance of overacting. Everybody's like overacting, very angry guy.
So young, so angry.
Damn that rap music. Angry, revenge. No, I'm a bad guy. Angry. And, you know, smoldering all the time. But as an action flick, it totally rocks. So if you have 2 hours to spend watching pure action, it's very decent. You should try to get the Cantonese version. I think Mandarin versions always like lose something in the translation.
Well, do they still have subtitles anyway? Not everybody
understands
Cantonese.
Got English subtitles. Yeah.
Then it should be okay.
And English subtitles are pretty decent as well.
Hmm.
But it's worth watching, Invisible Target. My wife watched it in KL, actually. With my mom. She went to cinema and watched.
Without my mom, you?
No, they went holiday without me. But she enjoyed it. So I guess, you know, it really isn't a bad, you know, action flick. But just go in expecting a formula, lah, you know, and don't care about the plot and acting.
This is like a brainless 2 hours.
Really brainless. But it was spectacular, lah.
Cool.
There were some making of scenes that showed Nicholas Z injuring himself while doing the stunts himself.
Oh, that's not
too bad. Like swinging from some building down, then kena langga on, he falls onto a car. Supposed to fall on a truck or something, and then end up on the ground.
Oh dear.
And then they showed the part where he injured himself in the at the end of the movie when you watch the credits. So they do that.
They
kind of stuff.
Always do that at Hong Kong films.
Yeah, but as Ryan points out, who cares? I mean, who cares if you did the stunts yourself, right? I just want to know that the stunts, I mean, you can get a double to do it as long as it's cool.
Mm.
You know, I'm not going to watch the movie just because, oh, Nicholas G did stunt hurt himself, eh?
No, that's for the teenage girls.
Whatever. But yeah, go pick it up if you haven't, Invisible Target. Rent it, lah. Don't have to buy. It's not a Hong Kong movie, you need to rent. No need to buy, or just rent.
That's cool.
Yeah, that's See What Show for this week. Thanks for joining us. This is Mr. Brown saying bye-bye.
Bye.
A production of See What Show.com.